I should be in a bigger and a better place than I am now as an artist and as a health worker. So I'm just putting in a lot of works right now.
As long as the coronavirus pandemic lasts, he would have to be doing the double, combining regular work in the emergency wards and spending odd times in the studio to create music for his fans and admirers.
So I wish to ask everybody to go and check out my EP, The Rise EP. It has very amazing and classical content you have to listen to. It is inspirational, it is great. It's just wow.
From Julia featuring Trey LA to Should Have Known, Chase, on his latest Good Morning, KD Bakes can only get better.
Sunday evenings, and for very good reason. Good evening and welcome to Joy 99.7 FM and tonight's edition of Springboard, your virtual university. Thank you for joining us on your favorite leadership and personal development show. This is the platform where your personal value is enriched on a weekly basis. It's also the place where you will find credible business, career, finance, talent, and leadership development education for these interesting times we find ourselves in. Springboard is brought to you by Legacy and Legacy and your superstation Joy 99.7 FM. Proudly sponsored by some of Ghana's finest brands. And tonight, we want to say a big thank you to MTN, MTN Pulse, Just Be, the Enterprise Group, Enterprise Your Advantage, UMB Bank, UMB Speed Up, DigiBank, Let's Go, and the Access Pension Trust, your reliable partner in pensions. A special thanks to Graphic Business for partnering us as our print media partner. Thank you for being with us on Joy FM and also live on Facebook streaming on Springboard, your virtual university. My name is Albert Okran and I'm here with Comfort Matthew, Priscilla, Amos, Emmanuel, David and Jojo. It's just such a beautiful day. Special dedication to my brother, the Pleasant Bishop Gideon Yofi Titi Ofe. Today's your birthday. Enjoy this one and to God be the glory for the wonderful things he's doing with your life. Also to my brother Franklin Sowan, Head of Marketing at Graphic Communications Group. You celebrated a birthday yesterday. I'm just waiting for the auto. Traditional auto to mark your birthday. A special good evening to Bishop Edmund Saki Brown of House of Solution in Mulheim an der Ruhr in Germany. You're listening tonight and I want to say a big, big special God bless you to you and your wife, Teresa. Thank you for being such great, great friends of ours. And enjoy the show. And then a special one to my brother, Manfred Quist of Moba 1984. You are thanking God for his healing power and his good hand that has preserved your life. And you say, looking back exactly 1 year ago, all you can say is God is good. And you know what? Somewhere along the show, I'll try and play you the song, God is Working. Just dedicate that whole song to you. God is so good. And so tonight, we're talking about nurturing a world-class talent. Nurturing a world-class talent. And very shortly, I'll be bringing you a half-hour presentation from the Global Convocation a few years ago. But before that, I have some great news for you. For some time, I'll be using our Thursdays for Thursday evenings for Hangouts on the Springboard Network on Zoom. So just like carrying us all into a classroom and just having some fun and exciting times learning and exploring some of the thoughts that we open up on the show. So for the past 3 Thursdays, we've done talent discovery, talent development, and talent deployment. We had Jonathan Mensah of the Black Stars with us last Thursday. The week before it was Joe Metal, and then the week earlier it was 10 different stars, including Akasi Brimpong, whose song I want to play tonight. All right, so this Thursday, by popular request, many of you say now you know your anchor talents and your supporting talents, but you now want to know how to market them and commercialize them. So this Thursday, by a popular request, we are staying with talent for the finale, which will be a colloquium on talent marketing. This is purely focused on the business side of talent, and I'm going to have a technical director for that night. Comfort and I will have a technical director. The service marketing guru himself, Professor Robert Hinson, will be joining us on Thursday night to give us the secrets of service marketing and how to package your talent for sale. We'll also be joined by my favorite designer, Kweku Bidiaku, alias Chocolate, and he will be sharing from the talent side. We'll have a couple more talents joining us for Thursday night. But wherever you are on Thursday, 7 p.m., make a date on the Springboard Hangout and let's do this together. All right, so ahead of that, just download the MTN Pulse app, the UMB Speed app, and the Enterprise Advantage app as we get ready for our presentation tonight. Also, to remind you of COVID-19 awareness tip from MTN, avoid congested areas. And it's as simple as that. Just avoid those high-density areas that are potentially problematic. Right. Our wow moment for today is the biggest by far so far. So two callers tonight who make a compelling case for themselves. And the sole judge is my boss, Comfort. Two callers who make a compelling case tonight will win for themselves free executive coaching for a month on talent discovery, development, deployment, marketing, and everything. Valued at 5,000 Ghana cedis. You're going to get it for free each. Additionally, you're going to get Speak Like a Pro and 1,001 Tips for an Outstanding Life from Comfort and I, two books, and then the entire collection of the Festival of Ideas 2016 with some nuggets of wisdom for business. It's all coming to you. And then guess what? A free subscription of Graphic Plus for a whole year. That means Daily Graphic, The Mirror, Graphic Business, Graphic Sports, Junior Graphic on your phone for a whole year. It's all coming to two people. And somebody says, Charlie, I pray that this one day I win it. It's simple. How do you win this one? The first two callers to get three answers correct to questions that come for to ask will win the prizes. So let me tell you the question three. That's what that one is composing. So two questions will be from the presentation that we are giving tonight. And the third question will be very simple. Give us one compelling reason why you need talent coaching. One reason. A strong reason why you need talent coaching. That's question three. So just make sure you get question one and two correct. And question three, just cry. All right, so we're talking about nurturing a world-class talent. You know, you can see I'm very happy, and I'll tell you why very shortly. So 300,000 people enter the job market in Ghana every single year looking for jobs that often do not exist. Spread the number to the continent. You're talking probably about 4.5 million every year looking for jobs and entering the market to add on to those who were there before who have still not found jobs. Now, juxtaposing that against the fact that technology and efficiency in production has continuously replaced human beings with machines, the employment situation has always been a challenge. Now, when a pandemic like COVID-19 comes charging in and further decimates the workforce and significantly impacts downwards the number of people employed with layoffs and other disruptions, it is time for a radical response. This morning in church, and that's why I'm excited. This morning in church, Pastor Table preached that God the Potter can use this crisis to remold your life and your business, and you may end up being a different and a better version after the crisis of COVID-19. I loved that the new version of yourself after COVID-19 will be an even better version than the previous version. And why am I excited? Because I align with these thoughts 100%. And if you ask me, the discussion we are having on talent and tonight's presentation could be the beginning of that new life for somebody. So let's cross over to the National Theater and to the Springboard 2017 Global Convocation for the message Nurturing a World-Class Talent. I'm corrected, it's 2016. All right, I added one more year. It's a bonus year for you. So the 2016 Springboard Global Convocation and the message Nurturing a World-Class Talent. When I come back, it's that wow moment that will change somebody's life forever. Please take out your pen and your notebook and note down those important details, especially when I say number one, number two. Write them down. You will need them. Please don't go away. Nurturing a World-Class Talent. Nurturing a world-class talent. The idea of nurturing gives the impression of a seedling that is being planted and carefully looked after to ensure that it reaches its full potential. And so when we say nurturing a world-class talent, the impression I get is of a seed that is being grown to become big. Let me mention that I will be referencing three main books. The main one is The Five Talent Mentality, which I would highly recommend to all of you. The second book is The Career Starter Pack. And the third one is Personal Branding. Very important, because when all is said and done, a talent without a brand will be meaningless. A talent is simply a natural ability, something that you don't struggle to do, something that comes to you naturally. And so the word nurturing and the word talent suggest that something that you are able to do naturally, you want to invest time and effort to polish it to the very highest level. Let me challenge every one of you to take out a notebook, an iPad, a sheet of paper, and write down a list of 30 things that you do relatively easily. I'll pause for a minute to allow you to do that. And then we'll continue with the presentation. 30 things that you do relatively easily. 30 things you love doing. 30 things that come to you naturally. Just take a minute to work on it. Everyone, this is not just talk. It's also about work. Don't think too hard. Just write and write and write. The first 10 should be very easy. The second batch of 10 will require a bit more application. The third group of 10 will be the most difficult because you have to stretch your mind to remember. But write down anything that comes to your mind. You remember names easily. You smile without effort. You like braiding hair. You like drawing. You like talking. Anything that comes to your mind, just write it. Don't worry about whether it's officially a talent or not. Continue this assignment, continue this task, and make time to write as many as you can. Now, after you finish writing them, you will see a relationship between the various abilities, and then you will group some of them together. Once you begin to group them, you begin to isolate groups of things that you know how to do, and that will point you to the future. Let me also make a categorical statement that one talent is all you need. Why is that so important to me? Because many of us have read the biblical story of the talent, and we think that the person who had five talents had an advantage because he was able to generate five more, and he was commended by the Lord, and that's ideally what it should be. Even the one who had two was okay, but the one who had one was not okay because he had only one. And we sometimes almost sympathize with him. But guess how many talents I have? Only one. And yet, out of one talent, I have generated over 20 things that I do. Many of you ask me, am I not multi-talented? I said, I have only one talent. So, guess what? In the Bible, somebody had one talent and hid it. Somebody had five talents and used it. In real life today, many of you have five talents and you have hidden them. I have one and I'm using it. Tell somebody one talent is all you need. Now, for many people who you talk to about talent, very often they raise an objection immediately. And they try to explain to you, you see, you don't understand my situation. And based on years of research into this subject, I'm going to show you the most common objections people raise when you mention talent and the use of it. Number one, I'm not good at anything. Some people say, listen, as for me, I'm not good at anything. There's nothing that I can say is my talent. Listen, you are 18, you are 20, you are 25, you are 30. And you still can't tell what you are good at. You half of your life is not being lived. A huge chunk of your life has been left unattended. Friends, can I suggest to you that the biggest fulfillment, the most engaging, exciting, interesting times of my life have been around my talent and its use. So if you haven't found your talent and you're not using it, obviously you are living a significant part of your life unattended. So one, I'm not good at anything. Two, how do I find my talent? That means that I don't know how to find it. Three, I have so many talents, but I'm confused about which one is the real deal. So multiple talents and confusion. Number four, there are giants ahead of me. The concern is that I have an idea about what I'm good at, but there are so many people who are so established in that field. Let's say I'm singing. Where do I start from? Look at the people who have made it all the way to the international stage. When will I become somebody in the music field or art or drama? So you look at the giants who are already ahead of you. The fifth objection people raise is about timing. I should have started far earlier. They complain and they say, if I had known this 10 years ago, I wouldn't have wasted my time. Objection number six. Nobody believes in my talent. And this is the kind of objection that people raise when others laugh at them. When people laugh at your talent, you say, you see, they don't believe in me. And please note that nobody is under any obligation to endorse your talent. You will find that for many people, it is easier to laugh at you than encourage you. The truth about this is that everyone, even the Lord Jesus Christ, they ask, is that not the carpenter's son? People just will laugh at you. So, please note that people will sometimes denigrate what you have and not be excited about it, but that shouldn't discourage you. The seventh and final one is, I know my talent, but there's no money in it. Nobody has made money from this area, so I'm not too excited. There's no money in it. So these are the seven basic barriers people raise when you talk about talent. I'm not good at anything. How can I find my talent? I have multiple talents. There are giants ahead of me. I should have started earlier. Nobody believes in my talent, and there's no money in it. These are the main barriers people raise. Having said that, let me submit respectfully that your God-given talent can take you where your degree may not qualify you. Your God-given talent can open doors that formal education may have closed to you. I sat down to evaluate the number of awards we've won, the number of international experiences we've had, very major recognitions, and let's face it, largely they are all talent related. Pursuing your talent, pursuing your passion. In that regard, therefore, I want to give you a few Ghanaian examples in different areas of talent. And I've deliberately chosen areas of engagement, many of which were not perceived as profitable or potential careers 10 years ago. Let me say that in some of these fields, if you had suggested to your parents some time ago that you wanted to pursue a career in those areas, a family meeting would have been called. But be that as it may, it is important to submit that all these people have one thing in common. They are working with their talent. And so let's work this. I'm going to just show you a picture and tell me who is in the picture and what area they are in. The first one, Ochami Kwame and Mbeka. What area? Music. All right. Next, Sheriff Mpomansu and who? KSM. And you categorize them as what? Drama. Somebody says film. All right. Third group. Or third one, this is less familiar, but you should know if you are very much on top of things. Who's this? Horseman Shoes. So, Senaya, and then who? Constance Swanika. So, what area will you put this in? Constance does metal work, furniture, balustrades, exciting things in the arts. All right. Next one, next group. Before you mentioned the name, you said acting. Okay, so this is Nadia and Ajitan and alias Pusha. Okay, so you will put these under what? Acting. I hope you are noting the categories. It's very important. All right. Number five. Who are these? Anita Eskin and Jerry Ajololo. Jerry is a full-time MC. He does that for a living. He left a job in a formal organization to pursue a career as a corporate MC. And he's earning more as an MC than as a paid employee in a very, very respectable corporate organization. That's just another idea about emerging careers which are talent-based. Right, next one. Bernard Avila and Dorinando. And you put that under radio or broadcasting. Okay. Next. Didi, are you a who? Ajua Bayo.
And that's what sports. Okay. Okay. Next. Hey. Who's that? Funny face and who? DKB. And that's what? Comedy. Last but one. On the left, Teresa Ayoade is the CEO of Chatterhouse Events Management. And on the right, Gloria Bachmann-Janssen is the CEO of Planet Ghana. What do you have in common? Event management. Many of you have organized hall weeks all your life. From primary school hall week to university hall week. And you are still at home unemployed, praying to God for a job. May the Lord forgive you. Say amen. Amen. Last one. These two are poets, Nana and Chief Mumen. They are poets. And they do that for a living. They are not uneducated. Imagine going to university and telling your parents that I'm going to be a poet, spoken word artist. All these 10 categories of people are using their talents in areas that 10 years ago you couldn't even discuss. The chief in your village will be called, your pastor will be called, your parents will resign or go on strike. But most of these people are earning far more than the regular employee is earning. Just so you know that there is something God has given you that you can utilize to your full advantage and have a more fulfilling and a more productive life without excuses. Tell somebody you have no excuse. Tell the person, especially you. Tell the person, I see something in you. All right. Now, earlier on, I asked you to write down your 30 things you knew how to do. It was deliberate. It was to speak to the idea of discovery, especially for the person who says, so listening to you right now, I want to know my talent. How do I start? Now, when you make that list of 30 and you begin to group them, you will find a certain trend beginning to emerge. Now, out of that cluster of things you know how to do, there is something called your one talent, that one thing that you are good at. And let me show you how you can point to one out of the five things that may emerge as areas of interest. Number one, what are you passionate about? Listen, if you see me doing what I do, you see the passion in it. It's just there. It's natural. I just can't help but be passionate about what I do. When you are passionate about something, that is a pointer that the thing is your one main talent. Second pointer is ideas. If you get a lot of ideas in that area, you lie down and all your ideas, 8 out of the 10 ideas you get every day or every week are in that area. If majority of your ideas congregate around a particular area of your interest, that is your one talent that God gave you. I am premising my presentation on the fact that no matter how disadvantaged anyone might be, you have one thing, one talent God has given you that can open doors to you and change your whole life. The third pointer is intuition. Intuition is simply something you didn't go to learn in school, but which you know somehow. And so sometimes you know the answer to your question, but when they tell you to work it, you can't work, but you know the answer. You understand something, you just know what to do. When you are in that space, you just know. I mean, they wake you up and you know what to say. And they say, show me the formula by which you are able to tell when to say what. And you can't show it, but you know. Do you learn it in school? No. But you know what to say. That's what they call intuition. The fourth one is execution. Execution. One day I heard my boss say, I've stopped preaching bad sermons. And he confused me for several weeks because I felt that everybody must have a bad day. And I hadn't heard that before. That was about 10 years ago. I said, really? So somebody can say, I've stopped giving bad messages. I've stopped having bad performances. I thought they say, oh, every musician must have some day that you don't shine. But I learned from that. And I found out, Pastor, that is true. That you can stand and say, never will I stand to speak and not deliver. Never. I've banned it. I've stopped it. I've ostracized it. I've eliminated it. I've canceled it. Every day, you get the opportunity to do that one thing God gave you. You must shine. I crack a joke and I say, so if Mary had had a bad day, the day the angel came, Jesus wouldn't have been born. There is no room for bad days. There is no room for I'm not in the mood. You must be in the mood every day. Tell somebody you must be in the mood. Tell the person, be in the mood. Hurry up, be in the mood. You have no business. You're not in the mood, how? A hotel chain in America. The owner of the hotel came to the front desk. Nobody knew the owner because he's an old man, a rich old man. He doesn't go to the hotels. The executive directors manage the hotel, and the regional managers run the groups. But nobody knows him. He just owns all the shares. He goes to his own hotel and they snub him, sit in the corner. The person's having a bad day. The man sits down for a long time. The branch manager passes, nobody minds him. Until they get a phone call that the area manager of the hotel is coming to visit them. Then they come and put red carpet. They've lined up waiting for the area manager. The area manager enters the place and all the managers are saluting. Then he looks in the corner and he sees his boss's boss. And he says, hey, Mr. So-and-so, what are you doing here? He knows it's trouble. Almost like, what are you doing here? And the moment he mentions the name, guess what? Everybody knows the name. Nobody knows the face. They turn around and this old man is smiling. He has crossed his leg. And come and see the panic. Managers panicking. Executive director panicking. Staff panicking. The lady fainting. Tell somebody, execute. No excuses. No bad days. Be in the mood now, in Jesus' name, amen. Clap for yourself. You must be in the mood every time. Number five is return efficiency. Return. If I give two people 100 Ghana cedis each to trade, and you brought me 200 and you brought me 120, no offense meant, next time I have only 100, I'll give it to her and not you. If you put the same resources in two different things and one always brings you more than the other, you will pay attention to the one that brings you more, wouldn't you? And so return is another indicator of your one talent. Number six, sacrifice. The thing that you are willing to sacrifice for, you always are willing to sacrifice for it because you believe in it. And you feel, you don't even think of whether you've wasted your money. You've put your, and they ask you, why are you doing this thing? Who sent you? Is it for your father? And you are just happy. And people don't understand why you do it, but you have sacrificed so much for that thing. That's another pointer. The last but one pointer is fulfillment. That thing that you do and you feel, this is what I was born to do. When you do it, you feel that you are accomplishing a divine purpose, something special. Fulfillment. And then the final indicator is appreciation. The thing that when you do, people come and tell you, thank you so much. You don't know how you've blessed me. I mean, when I'm walking in Amsterdam airport and a young man comes running towards me and he says, you've changed my life. You don't even know me. Or a village in Germany, Mohheim and the Roa, and somebody comes and says, hey, chief, today I've seen you. I've seen you on television several times. And he talks about something that changed his life. Or you open the book, Dare to Dream, and there are 100 people who say, but for you, my life would have been meaningless. I mean, Comfort and I spent quite some time talking about the privilege to serve people and the appreciation that we get in terms of people saying, listen, thank you, and how much it means. Some things you can't buy them. You can't buy it. Right. Now, so you found the talent. Let's say you found the talent. You've used this process to narrow down on something. You say, okay, I am a communicator. I am an educator. I am an organizer. My talent is in sports. My talent is in invention. My talent is in inspiration. Okay, so now you found the talent. What next? The next is to make it world class. Let's admit it, talent is not enough. Anywhere you stand, remember, we said it here, talent is not enough. There are people who play football at Jackson Park who are probably better than Didi Ayu or Asamoah, but they don't probably earn even 30 Ghana cedis a week. And yet these guys are earning $300,000 and things like that a week. Talent is not enough. What should you add? Number one, the pursuit of excellence and order. The pursuit of excellence and order. Pursue excellence. Pursue order. Don't just do things anyhow. Push. Strive. Ask questions. Seek. Desire to be excellent in what you do. Orderliness. You can't move with some of the world-class sponsors we are partnering with for 9 years if you are not orderly. Present a proposal. It writes down 25 benefits we'll give you at Springboard. Then you come and you execute the benefits. And then 2 weeks after the program, you submit a report detailing what you did. It's order. We need help. We are hustling. We need help. Yeah. No. It's not about you need help. It's about excellence and order. Number two, invest time and money. Malcolm Gladwell makes a point in his book about the 10,000-hour rule. He says to become a guru in any field, you must have invested 10,000 hours of preparation. Some of the interesting moments in our lives are around 2 a.m. and we are sitting up, campus working on a presentation, I'm working on a presentation, and then we exchange and compare notes, and then we continue working in the night. Somebody else is snoring, which is fine. But the person sees you do what you do and they say, I want to become like that at once. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So the hours that you spend and the investment that you make, invest your time, invest your money if you want to become world class. Buy the books. If you ever saw me at airport carrying excess luggage, know that it's books. Invest in what you believe in to become world class. Put your money where your heart is. So time and money. Third thing, continuously improve. Everyone, you can't do the same thing you are doing in the same way you did it last year. No. There must be a significant improvement. And it must be continuous, relentless. The fourth is integrity and commitment. Integrity and commitment. Keep your word. Let people know they can trust you. Let them know that when you say this box contains 8 parts, it's 8. Not that they go and count and then it is 6 and you were hoping nobody will count. Build a reputation as somebody who goes the extra mile to keep your word and satisfy your customers and be fair to your stakeholders, and you are true to yourself. When you do that, you will last for a long time. Many people like flash in the pan. Somebody appears, pam, 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 and then they do some things, as they say in Pidgin English, they run some things and then they disappear with the same speed that they started with. No. Stay the course. Be trustworthy. Build to last. And that's better. The last point I would make under becoming world class is on leveraging. If I said Michael Jordan, you will say he plays basketball. But he retired from playing basketball and now he makes money from endorsements, from producing Jordan, Air Jordan, canvas shoes, and I'm sure basketball clinics. And so you start with one thing and then you leverage it. Leveraging your one talent is probably the most interesting thing that we have discovered. How to take one talent and leverage it layer upon layer. So you apply it in one direction. So here I am making a presentation to you. The next time this presentation can be on television, for a television broadcast, It can be on radio, for a radio broadcast. It's also based on a book. So you can be an author. You can be a media educator. It can be an article in the newspaper. So they say, how do you do so many things at the same time? It's easy, because you are doing one thing and you are channeling it through five different places. I pray that everyone will know how to find your one talent and, very importantly, drive it to become world class and spread it in different directions. As I end my presentation today, I am particularly inspired by the story of a woman who everybody had a right to give up on. She had tried pursuing her talent all her life. She was 47. She looked funny. She had no hope. She had sold only 1,000 albums. And nothing was happening for her. But she kept believing. One day, she went for Britain's Got Talent. And when she said she wanted to sing one day with Ellen Page, everybody burst out laughing. You, guess what? Within 9 days, her audition had gotten 100 million hits on YouTube. She made £5 million in her first year. And for the record, she sang with Ellen Page, ushered in the Queen, and did much more. It doesn't matter where you are today. It's never too late. You can also become world class, and we pray that you would rise to the very top. And when you get there, remember it all began at Springboard. God bless you.
This is Joy 99.7 FM, and this is That Big Discussion about talent. We've been talking about nurturing a world class talent. I'm going to go for a brief commercial break. When I come back, the numbers you are calling for that big prize, and in case you didn't hear the prize, let me tell you the prize for tonight. We are giving out two callers free executive coaching for a month on how to discover your anchor talents, supporting talents, develop them and deploy them in business, and it's valued at 5,000 Ghana cedis each for two callers tonight. We are giving you the book Speak Like a Pro, and then 1,001 Talents for an Outstanding Life. We're giving you the collection, the full collection of the Festival of Ideas 2016, plus a free subscription of Graphic News App, News Plus app for a year that gives you Daily Graphic, The Mirror, Graphic Business, Graphic Sports, Graphic Showbiz, and Junior Graphic on your phone for a whole year. The number to call 030-221-6541 or 0244-340-437. After this commercial break, it's showtime. Please don't go away.
When you don't have the Enterprise Advantage app, you're not in control.
Boss.
Yes, Akwesi.
I'm at where they sell the coats. What size do you like?
Ah, what coats?
Coats, office coats.
Ah, I said get me a quote. Quotation from Enterprise. Ah, you pan.
Oh.
What? Oh.
Save yourself from the stress. Take advantage of the Enterprise Advantage app. Make your claims, check statements, request for a quote, and buy a policy from any of our subsidiaries. What's more, you can also get health tips, traffic information, find mechanic shops, and more on your Enterprise Advantage app. Download the Enterprise Advantage app on Google Play and Apple Store now. Here is to 95 years of trust. Enterprise, your advantage.
UMB was established in 1972 as the premier bank for the corporate and private sector in Ghana. From our very beginning, as the only Ghanaian bank serving all categories of businesses, we set a standard for excellence and innovation over the past 45 years. We've built a financially healthy and strong bank, demonstrated our commitment to our customers and to growing businesses, and exhibited originality and innovation at every turn. At UMB, our focus is built around people, service, products, and technology. These are the key to our present success and our future triumphs. At UMB, we're poised to make a difference not only with our customers, but also in the banking industry. We invite you to share in our future. Our future starts now with you.
So 15 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. This is Springboard, your virtual university. My name is Albert Okran, and tonight we are having this great and exciting time on talent. And it's The phone lines are now open. Let's see who is ready for that big prize. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Your name, where are you calling from, please?
I'm Lawrence, calling from Accra.
Lawrence from Accra, please hold on for our quiz mistress. And if I hope you are ready for the prize.
Yes, I am.
All right, please hold on.
Lawrence, it's a very easy thing, so just relax and just answer these. The first question is, when engaging in the process of talent discovery, how many talents or natural abilities is one required to list? Yes.
30 talents.
Fantastic. Lawrence, you've got the first question. So let's box on. I ask you to name some of the objections that people raise to say that I don't know what my talent is. Mention just two of those objections. There were about seven. So mention just two of those objections about they don't know their talent.
Okay, so the first would be I'm not good at anything. And the second being, how do I find my talent?
Hey, you chew the thing, Baba. Lawrence. Okay, so now to the bonus question.
Okay.
Why do you need this talent coaching? Give us just one compelling reason.
Okay. Well, first, I'd like to say thank you to you and Albert for all you keep doing around the world and keep doing to inspire young people like me. I managed to experience one of the Springboard shows at the conference center, I think in 2014 or 2015. And I think there's one reason why you do it, to inspire people and to have a ripple effect. And being a deputy coach for the University of Ghana Debate Society, that's one of my my dreams, to inspire other people. So giving me this opportunity, it's not just an opportunity that is going to die with me, but then it's going to have that ripple effect for which you and Albert keep organizing the Springboard shows over the country, over the world. So giving me this coaching is going to have a very ripple effect and affect a lot of lives.
Hands down, you've won. So Lawrence, please stay on the line. The team at the back will get your details and we'll get in touch with you. You have won the talent coaching opportunity. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, so that's Lawrence from Accra. Charlie. The guy was ready for us, I tell you. All right, so this is the number to call, 030-221-6541. Why exactly do you need executive coaching to find your talent? Let's find out. Who do you have on the line? Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Your name, where are you calling from, please?
My name is Francis. I'm calling from Medina.
Francis, Lawrence has raised the bar. I beg you, don't bring it down. All right, so hold on for comfort, Francis.
Francis, welcome to tonight. I would like you to mention to us any two of the 10 talents that Albert lists in his presentation, two talents that he identified that people exhibit. Just mention two talents.
Football, sports and comedy.
Sports and comedy. Fantastic. Well done. So your next question, are you ready for me?
Yes.
Right. He mentioned 20 accomplished Ghanaians. Just name any two of the 20. Any two of the 20.
Dede Ayew, Andrew Dede Ayew. And Fanny Face.
Correct. Okay, so now, why do you want this coaching opportunity? Tell us, why do you need this talent coaching opportunity? We just want compelling reason.
Okay, thank you very much. And first of all, I'd like to appreciate you for the wonderful things that you are doing, Albert and Comfort. Okay, one compelling reason why I need this coaching, I need talent coaching, is to reveal the talent that I have in me that has not been exposed yet. I know that when given the opportunity, there are a lot of things, there are a lot of depth inside me. I believe even every person who needs to be coached. So when this opportunity is given me, this test will be revealed and it's going to go a long way to touch the world and the people around me.
Thank you, Francis. Shall I say congratulations? You've won that extra, the second place. So, by the grace of God, we have Lawrence and Francis partaking in the executive coaching. Except that we didn't have any female.
Don't worry, there's another opportunity. Definitely. Okay. All right. So congratulations to you, Lawrence, and congratulations to you, Francis. You are our two winners. And our interest is not even where they are on their journey now, comfort. The big announcement you're making tonight is that in a month's time, we'll actually bring Lawrence and Francis onto the show. We will bring them to the studio and then let the whole world, we'll play back how they spoke today and then play and then put them in the studio and let the world see the new version, if I may call it so, the extreme makeover.
Yes,
of it Francis is extreme. And Lawrence, and please stay with your virtual university because the new version will definitely make a good impression on you. So it's Lawrence and Francis. They will be in the studio after a month of grooming just to hang out with us and let the world see how coaching has transformed their lives. If you're listening tonight and you say, listen, I want an opportunity to participate in this executive coaching program, I'll give you a number you can send a WhatsApp to. And the good news is that program is going for a discount. There are a couple of slots, just 5 slots left now for that program. If you want to be coached to discover your talent, to deploy it, and then to take it to the very highest level, we would like you to send WhatsApp to the number 024-999-9900. 024-999-000. That's the number to send WhatsApp to, and simply write your name and write coach me. That's all. Don't talk plenty English, just your name and coach me. So if I send to this number, I just write Albert and then I'll say coach me. That's all. So just send it to 024-999-9900. Don't call, just send a WhatsApp. Matthew, it's been just quite a beautiful time, isn't it? A time of learning, a time of instruction. All right, so I'm going to go for a commercial break. When I come back, we're going to listen to the Game Changer with Jojo Cran. He has something that is, I believe, is very, very aligned with talent development. That's about going the extra mile. So let's go for this break. When we come back, it's the Game Changer. Please don't go away.
So everyone says I'm a Kosia filler, but it's not like I'm nosy or go out to find out the latest filler. It's just that I get 50 megabytes of data free after paying for only the first minute of every call. And so I just keep discovering stuff minute after minute. That's how come I was minding my business, scrolling through my timeline, and I found out Coco has a new baby. Oh, and lastly, I learned Ken won the lottery. You see, Ken is my brother's friend. So hello! Look who's about to roll with the rich and famous.
Enjoy even more value with MTN Free After One. You only pay for the first minute of your call on MTN Free After One, and the rest is free. Plus, you enjoy free 50 megabytes worth of data to browse your favorite sites. Compare where, compare there. So dial *315# to sign up. We day for you everywhere you go. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you intend to sustain yourself when you retire?
My children will take care of me when I'm retired.
I am a professional. I can work till 80.
Some people leave their retirement to chance. How are you planning yours? Your attitude today can help you avoid struggling to survive when you retire. With 50 Ghana Cedis monthly investment in the Axis Pension Plan, you can accumulate 700,000 Ghana Cedis in 30 years. This investment will guarantee you retirement income that far exceeds your current income. Visit www.axispension.com to sign up or call 0302-543-287 or 0544-321-966 for details. Axis Pension Trust, your reliable partner in pensions.
It is 6 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock, and let's go for the Game Changer segment with Jojo Cran. Jojo, take it away.
All right. So, I mean, throughout my time in school, mathematics was honestly my least favorite subject. And that's not really because it was impossible, but because it just required so much effort and so much precision. But thankfully for my math teacher, I wasn't the only student in class. Some of my classmates were actually crazy enough to like mathematics. And when I asked them why, they all said one thing. There's only one correct answer, no matter which way you look at it. So how come when a colleague asked us to help out to write a long figure in words, one answer was considered more correct than the rest? today, our game changer is going the extra mile. Numerically, all four responses were identical. But one thing made Martinez's answer stand out. Just one word. Only. That simple word elevated Martinez's response from a mere number to the gold standard in accounting. And guess what? Everyone in the group noticed. But guess what else? Your customers noticed the extra mile as well. In fact, for 95% of customers, their brand loyalty is solely based on the quality of the customer experience they receive. So how do we consistently deliver a customer experience that goes the extra mile? Step one, be consistent. Your customers need to know what to expect every time they work with you. Step two, notice needs. Assess your process to see what your customers need. And step three, close the loop. Keep your customers informed on any changes to your products. Author Wayne Dwyer put it best. It is never crowded along the extra mile. This week, let's take a walk where it's less crowded and go the extra mile for our customers. This has been The Game Changer with Jojo Okren. Have a phenomenal week.
Thank you very much, Jojo. And that extra mile and that simple idea of the word only reminds me of the fact that when you write a check and you add only, the check is safe. If you leave out the only, you could get additions and intrusions. All right. Thank you very much. So with your talent, always go the extra mile and you will make it. Let me leave the last word to Comfort. Comfort, it's been a wonderful evening learning and then also sharing the experience of Francis and Lawrence.
And Lawrence, yeah.
Right. So what's your one tick out before we close today?
I must say I'm very happy to hear that Springboard's Roadshow Foundation has had the opportunity to affect so many lives. And the way Lawrence spoke about getting the ability to inspire people and also having the ripple effect made me realize that Springboard should continue not only just inspiring people but coaching people to make sure they're able to polish their talents and they become better people for our country and our world as a whole. So that's my thoughts for today.
Right.
Talent discovery and deployment are key to the youth of Ghana.
Right. I think that the word ripple for me was a game changer. Yeah. The fact that he wants to create a ripple effect and affect others, and that was quite heartwarming.
Yeah.
All right. So coming up next is it's beyond the lockdown. It's already actually started, and MFR Power is interviewing the information minister on easing the restrictions. So right after we sign out, we will go to that one. But before we go to that one, I'll play you a minute of the song God is Working. Let me remind you that the number to send your WhatsApp to for the executive coaching is 024-999-9900. Just send your name and the words coach me, and we will let you know the full package and you can action it and then tell your story after a month. Let's cross over to Beyond the Lockdown with MFA Apal. Please don't go away. So this song is dedicated to you, Bishop Gideon Yofi Titi Ofe. It's dedicated to Manfred Quist and, of course, to you, Franklin Sua, celebrating your birthday. God is good. And greetings all the way in Germany, Reverend Edmond Saki Brown. God is working. He is indeed working.
This one is a Facebook question, a WhatsApp question, I should say. This one says, my question for Honorable Minister is, if schools are to be reopened, will all students and teachers be tested? That's the question that came earlier and has been answered by the Information Minister. We'll go on to the next one. This one is from Facebook. Says, strict adherence to the protocols must be enforced by our security services backed by law, as one infected person could spread the disease like wildfire. What are they doing? Why are they not doing that? He says, Andrew Fusuhene. Now, this one from Bakuba Festus. He says, please tell us about the 50% incentive and when it will be paid to health workers. And does it include all